You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And good morning. This is Wednesday Live. I'm Jonathan McLean, and I'm the manager here at WCNO. And I'm blessed to have David with me this morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. I'm blessed to be here and be with you, too.
It's fantastic. We actually have part of our team that is off for a few moments of R&R.
And much needed, I believe.
Much needed. Not because of us, of course.
No, and let us not even hear that there have been any failures in performance due to overextension. Karen is always in the front line doing the best she can, but she needed a break, and yeah. I appreciate that.
For sure, for sure. And when you said she needed a rake, I was wondering if there was some yard work that might be in the
break. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
That was not the word I intended to say.
Okay. That was not part of it. Well, we are going to have a tremendous day today. We have guest with us, and we are going to be calling out to get a hold of a couple friends of ours that are doing a great work for the Lord. But before we do any of that, I want to just start by saying a big thank you to the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David, the Alliance contacted us wanting to be a sponsor of Wednesday Live.
Yep.
And so this is a tremendous blessing for us here at the radio station. So we want to say thank you for the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance for their sponsorship. And we do want to make mention of the event that's coming up for the National Day of Prayer. Mm-hmm. And that is on May the 6th. And that, of course, is coming real soon, you know. And May the 6th, National Day of Prayer, all over our nation. We will have many different prayer groups that will be gathering. I know in the Stewart area in Martin County, there's been a group that meets at a little park, gazebo area, for many years, and I haven't heard yet from some of the pastors if that's going to be taking place again this year. But there are a lot of different events, and so want to encourage you, if you are a part of one of the National Day of Prayer events that is a regional type gathering, let us know here at the radio station, and we'll be happy to get that word out and let people know where the body of Christ is getting together to pray, and we will promote that for you. And the event that the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance has scheduled is an evening event, because we wanted everyone to be able to attend that works during the day. So this event is going to be in the evening from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at the Mid-Florida Event Center. And that address is 9221 Civic Center Place, Port St. Lucie, Florida. I think many people know that as the St. Lucie Civic Center in the past, but today it's Mid-Florida Event Center. That's coming up May the 6th, and that will be at 7 to 9 p.m. Again, that will be sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and there will be a great gathering of leaders, spiritual leaders, as well as civic leaders and business leaders at that event. And we're looking forward to see what God is going to do in the days ahead. These are not just days that we are able to see what the enemy's up to. These are days to see God on the move.
Amen.
And to see that God is in charge. God wins.
Amen.
God wins.
We can still see what the enemy's up to, but we can only see his behind because he's running away from all this.
I like that very much. I like that idea very much. David, we're gonna start with a moment of prayer, and I'm going to look to get our next guest on the phone,
okay.
And then we're going to come right back. But we do have a couple requests. This is one request you may have lifted up last week.
Yes.
And we would like to lift this back up in prayer and let you know that anytime you can call us here at the station, even if we're not here, you can leave a message or you can go online. And David, now we do have a functioning online opportunity for you to leave prayer requests.
That's right.
We've upgraded that some. It's working great at this point. And we love to see God move on behalf of his people. And we're able to call thousands of people together for a moment to pray in agreement. So we're going to do that right now. Lead us in prayer. And remember Joseph also, his wife Mary is recovering. She has, the whole family had the COVID, but as I understand it, but Joseph is recovered. His two sons are recovered. And his wife is making progress. And so she still has, I think, a little bit of infection that may be remaining. But God's going to completely raise her up. And I think there also was a friend of Joseph's, maybe Neil, that we were praying for that has the COVID as well. We have a number of people that have had this. And, of course, we want to lift them all up. David, lead us.
We're going to do that. I'm going to start with Joseph because just to remind everyone that he had called some time back when his wife first got COVID to ask for prayer, and then she got worse. The doctors were telling him kind of, you know, to plan for her passing, but the Lord had not planned for that. He had planned to heal her, and he did.
Amen.
And Joseph was very gracious to call us, keep us up to date. So she is now in probably the last stages of recovery and will be able to spring back into her life at some point. So we're going to pray for them first and for his friend, and then we'll move to Jean's request for her son. Father, we thank you so much for showing us, or as Jonathan loves to say, showing up and showing off the power of your Spirit, Lord, your incredible mercy and compassion, your healing grace in Joseph's family, that he and his children recovered very nicely, and Mary, who was at the very edge of the grave, that you flew in and drew her back and blessed her, and now she is really close to leaving rehab and returning to her family. Father, we thank you. We continue to pray for your ongoing grace. Lord, you're going to know when she doesn't need that healing grace anymore for this issue. And until that time, we pray a rich flowing outflowing of your compassionate mercy for her and also for their family friend, Neil. And we also then we move to Jean's request, her son, John, as he reaches the, as he looks to the end of his high school career and wanting to graduate with good grades. And he is a smart kid and he has a lot of pressures and a lot of issues on his life. But you, Father, you know how to bring your peace into the life of anyone. And John is ready. John is open. John's heart is desirous of receiving that grace that you want to give him, so that his senior year can show the signs of your blessing in the successful grades, and as he looks forward to moving on into college. Shower him with that grace. May your Holy Spirit come upon him in a powerful way and keep him not just peace, but help him to remember the things he's studied. These kids today have so much crammed into their heads. Lord, help him to sort it out, make sense of it, and express his understandings in a way that will impress his teachers. Thank you, Father, for these blessings, rich and immense, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I believe I have been able to successfully get a hold of Ed with Game Day. Ed, are you there?
Good morning. How are you this morning?
You're coming in loud and clear. We are doing great, and it's so great to have you joining us again. I love the ministry that you do. It's one of those ministries that is so significant and so important. And every time you stop by the studio or you give us a call, we're excited to hear what the greatest and newest news reports are, because it's always exciting to hear. So, Ed, you are with Game Day, and what is happening?
Okay, well, Game Day has been booming. Business has been booming, Jonathan. We have had a chance to start two new clubs last week, but these clubs are a little bit different. We've been, since the pandemic, we've only been able to get into charter schools, but the last week we were able to start two clubs in the St. Lucie public school system, and that was amazing. We had one at River's Edge that started last week, and the other one was at Lakewood Park, up in the northern part of Fort Pierce. And we're looking to hopefully have more clubs in the fall in St. Lucie County in the public school system. So this is really very exciting. We're kind of crossing over just from charter schools into the public school system.
All right, so Ed, just for those listeners who are not familiar with Game Day and what God is doing, why don't you just give us a little bit of an introduction as to who you are, what your ministry does, and how people can be a part of that?
Of course, yeah. Game Day is a parachurch ministry. Our job is to come alongside the local church and to help the local church to adopt a local elementary school. And in that elementary school, we would have the opportunity to have an outreach after school that's called Game Day. And Game Day is an after-school Bible club that we focus on character values. We focus on the kids having a lot of fun. Basically, there's three parts to Game Day. First is the kids that get out of school to get the wiggles out, to have fun. They play for 15 to 20 minutes, probably 20 minutes or so. They come in. They'll have a snack and a drink. We have a video that they watch that helps to support the character value lesson. Then they have the character value lesson. After the character value lesson, we always share the gospel. And then after the gospel, we have give the opportunity for the kids to make a decision for Christ. And the model has been well received in school. The kids are having a lot of fun, as well as they're learning a lot. And the key part here is not just about the gospel presentation, which of course is very important, but it's about the character value growth in these kids. We've seen an incredible response to how kids are learning about compassion, learning about integrity, respect, but owning those definitions of what those character values are so that they can now go into their classrooms, into their homes, and actually show other people what those are. And they actually are holding each other accountable too. So it's been amazing to see what the ministry has really had an impact. And we've had such a small impact so far, but it's had such an incredible received in response.
Now, you were telling me that a number of students have accepted Christ. Can you give us an update on, just let us know of a little bit about the fruit and the effectiveness of the ministry?
We have 9 clubs running that are live clubs. So we have on any given day of the week, clubs run basically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday right now. We have 9 clubs anywhere from Hollywood, Florida, all the way up to Northern Fort Pierce. We have right now participating, there's over 150 students that participate in Game Day. And so far we've had 97 decisions for Christ. So it's praise been amazing to see praise what God has done. And in that time, too, the partner churches have come into there to help to minister to those families as well as the kids.
That's an important point, Ed, that I love about what you do. You work with churches and with the faith community. Tell us how church could get involved. I know that is a key partnership that's necessary for Game Day to work, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, basically it's called a triangular relationship. We have Game Day, the partner church, and a partner school. And Game Day helps to facilitate that relationship. So we find a partner church, and we're looking for kingdom-building churches that want to get out in the community but may have had some trouble getting into an elementary school, or maybe they're just getting off the ground and they really want to make an impact in the community, and they don't really know how to do that or don't have the manpower just yet. So we can come alongside that local church and help them to connect with the school, help to build a team that's from either from the parents from that school that may attend the church, or from people that actually attend the church on any given week. And from that gives we help to not only train them, we do a background check, of course, since we're always working with kids. We're always very safe and very careful about how we how we actually conduct ourselves and with the kids. And then from the partner church themselves, they now we give them the chance and empower them so that they can adopt the school, not only just for a game day, but now to be able to minister to the school in whatever way their mission seems fit. Some people want to minister to the students more through mentoring and reading programs. Maybe they want to minister to the teachers. They want to minister to the staff. They want to reach the families and invite them to come to church on Sundays. We all know that so many people now are still stuck at home and they're watching church online. This is a great opportunity for churches to now come alongside and say, hey, you know what? Amen. Let's come alongside you, invite you to come in live. It's safe to come back to church. you know, following all the necessary protocols, and they have a chance to come in and now connect with people on a one-to-one basis live in church.
Well, that's fantastic. And again, for a pastor that's listening or someone that may be involved in some aspect of children's ministry or really a parent that's in a local church, what would they do to connect with you guys? I mean, a lot of times pastors kind of feel like their plate maybe is overflowing. Mm-hmm. They can't take another thing on. But do you provide support? Do you train? Is this something that is as long as there are willing people that have the right heart, is this something that can work?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is one thing. Game Day is we support the local church in every way we can when it comes to Game Day. We provide free training. We provide all the resources that they need. We provide and not only the administrative support too, once Game Day gets started. They only have to provide willing and able people that are believers, that love kids, that want to make an impact on the next generation. And it's very easy because we know that senior pastors are, there's a lot that's put on their plate every week. So we want to reach out to the children's directors, children's pastors, people that would be directly connected to those families and the elementary schools of third, fourth, and fifth graders. That's our target group right now, the older kids in elementary school that are really being impacted by this world. And those children's directors and children's pastors, we connect with them directly and then help to share the vision with them, and then they can go back and talk to their senior pastors. So we're not bothering the senior pastors directly. We're passing through the children's directors and pastors. And in that way, that way Game Day can support them. And it's all free for the local church. We don't ask them for anything. We just ask them for their talent and their time.
That's tremendous. And the fact that you are now getting into the school systems, you said in St. Lucie County there are now two schools?
Well, in St. Lucie County, correct. Yeah, in the actual school district, there's two schools that we were allowed to go in.
Okay.
And we're praying that the God will open up to be able to reach all of the elementary schools in the fall, and then that's where, if that opportunity opens up, the necessity of having many more partner churches and many more volunteers and trainings and opportunities. And that's a God-sized vision, and that's something that we pray and like, Lord, lead us and we will follow. Help us to find those right partner churches so that we can really connect. So it's a God-sized vision. So in the fall, we definitely want to have an opportunity.
Sounds like we have a some company that showed up here. Little barker there, right?
But we know your ministry is not going to the dogs, Ed.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how man's best friend sometimes can be your the one guy that decides to actually disrupt you. You know, and he wants to come in and wants the attention. So,
right. Well, that's no problem at all.
Yeah, and we want Game Day to contact Game Day. The best place, the way to contact Game Day, is our website is www.fpgameday.cc. That's our website. On our website, we have promotional videos, we have testimonies, we have everything that anybody would want to know about Game Day. There's a link at the top of the website that says, what is Game Day? You click on that, boom, it explains what the ministry is. To get in contact with us directly, you can contact me at information@fpgameday.cc. And then you can even call us at 954-507-0108. And all that information is on the website, and we would love to connect with anybody. If there's somebody that's interested where they kind of say, wow, this could be a great fit for our church, or if you're a volunteer, a mom, a dad who's driving, you're like, wow, I'd love to see this at our school, we would love to talk to you because you can help us to facilitate that relationship. We don't know everybody. We don't know every school. We don't know every principal. But you know people that we don't know. And that's where reaching out and connecting with those people and bringing them in so that we can connect with them and build those relationships would be amazing for the next generation to help the kids through game day, but through those relationships.
So once again, you are working with young children. What is this, like 9-year-old through 12, 13, something like that? What is the...
Basically like 9 to 11
is the
target group. So 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders, 9 to 11. Some kids are a little bit younger, a little bit older, depending on if they have, started a little bit school a little bit late, etc. But basically 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade are the three key grades that we focus on, because those grades are the ones that are becoming the most impacted by the world in elementary school. Because third grade, for some reason, cell phones become a fascination. A lot of kids get cell phones in third and fourth grade. You'd be surprised that game day will have third, fourth, and fifth grade, and half the group will have a cell phone. And for any various reasons, their parents are now divorced, and one parent wants to be able to reach their child at any time. A kid just wants a phone, and a lot of parents don't realize you open up a world to your children through cell phones that if they are not protected. And this is one of the things that we want to try to help to teach parents about, to be protecting their kids. And this is one of the things that, some of the resources that we want to provide for parents as going forward, as well as reaching those kids now and helping them to understand a biblical worldview before the world really changes their worldview before they get to middle school. So this is a key time frame and a key time for these kids.
Well, this is it's an amazing open door. I just see this as an amazing open door that God has just blessed and raised you all up, raised up a team, raised up the resources, training materials and such forth. So people who have a heart and a vision for children can show up and sign up and be a part of this team that's looking to reach this next generation. This is fantastic. The enemy certainly is very active to steal their minds and their hearts away with everything that's going on in secular entertainment, music, arts, etc. So this is a tremendous way. And I know, Ed, just from hearing from you and talking about this and from my own experience in working with children, that this is a group, an age group that is open to receive the gospel.
Yes. One thing that we made with game day is game day is a very fast-paced 60 minutes, fastest 60 minutes of your life. And our number one rule in club is for everyone to have fun, because we want the kids to know that God is approachable. God is somebody who that they can communicate with, that through the curriculum they can learn about who God is. We as a game day group and as leadership don't want them to fear that. And through that, there's such a excitement that the kids have. And then when you have a 10-year-old, for example, that comes and makes a decision for Christ and has Jesus in their heart, there's an excitement that they now turn around and tell all their friends about it. And there's, for example, at Lakewood Park Elementary, club was on Thursday. We had 13 kids on the first day. There's already 21 signed up now coming up for this coming Thursday. And there's already this excitement and this buzz in the school, and it all comes down to the kids just sharing about game day. So the kids are sometimes the best people to promote the opportunity for kids to come to game day, because they're having fun, they're learning, they're enjoying the opportunity to connect with each other, as well as learning good, valuable character values that are going to make them good citizens and good Christians in the future.
This is absolutely tremendous. I had a close friend, his first name was Marvin, and he was one of those tough Marines that served in Vietnam and got mixed up with a lot of addictive lifestyles and came back with a lot of post issues, just mentally, emotionally, relationally. And Marvin would end up investing, he was one of those guys that just wanted to see kids come to Jesus, and he is now with Jesus himself. I mean, he's in heaven with the Lord. But when Marvin was living, he didn't let his age, his culture, his past failures, he didn't let anything hinder him from communicating how much God loves kids, and God has a plan for your life that is awesome. And I remember Marvin would tell me, he'd say, "Pastor, listen," he said, I was late in life coming to the Lord. He said, "I was already a twisted tree. But if we can reach these kids when they're young and they can grow into the Lord and grow in the ways of God, then you've saved a whole life and not just part of a life." And before Marvin went to be with the Lord, he told me one day, he said, I want everything that I leave behind when I leave to go to minister to kids. And that's what he did. Everything he gave. In fact, one day we will have a building that will be built here in Martin County with the resources that Marvin left behind, in part because he said, I want to invest in young children because it's such a great investment. So, Ed, how are you financed? I mean, why do you do what you do, and how are you financed?
Okay, we have special donors that we had two original, we called them the Founding Fathers, okay? And the Founding Fathers were two gentlemen who, after the Stoneham Douglas Parkland shooting a few years ago it was Valentine's Day of 2017, I believe it was, they wanted to see a change in just the way kids are raised, that they want to make an impact, when we know that the gospel goes forward and can change someone's heart, change someone's, you know, destiny. And they wanted to see that. And so for a while they were looking and searching for the right thing. And this is how Game Day really came about and was founded, was from that. And we see how that, that impacts. So now we share that vision. And then basically the business model is, we want Christians, there's a lot of Christians that God is really blessed. And there's some Christians who they might talk to the local church, but they have a lot of extra income, extra earnings that they don't know what to do with. So we want to connect them with these businessmen. They share the vision, and then they bring those businessmen in to be major investors. So it's a different model. You know, we're not doing chicken dinners and golf tournaments, that kind of thing. We want to have investors that are not only here for, that we're willing to invest big, but also too, that are willing to invest for long term, because this is not only going to be just in the St. Lucie County area in South Florida, but we also are going to be going nationally in a couple of years. So there's a big vision here. This is a vision well beyond my lifetime of reaching every elementary school with the gospel and with the Game Day. That is the goal. That is our mission. That's our vision. So operating time we have too, we also don't want to disclude anybody that would want to be a part of the ministry that say, hey, you know what? I don't make a lot of money. You know, I'm just I work and I maybe can be $50 a month or, you know, one time. So we have an opportunity for anybody to be able to get to the ministry as well. And that way is, we basically have $100 a month or $1,200 a year supports an actual club in itself. So right now we have, nine clubs going, and we encourage people to, hey, you know what, can you support the club for $100 a month? Can you support the club for, you know, $1,200 for the year? And that then takes care of all the administration. It takes care of the snacks and the curriculum and, you know, equipment, all the games, that, you know, all the equipment we have for all the balls and, computer equipment, etc. So everybody can get involved in some level. The higher end people that can provide, you know, a lot of money that could really make an impact, they're the ones that are going to be providing for the salaries and for the vision going forward in the national level. Someone who can give a little bit, that's somebody who can help with the day-to-day operations of the Game Day. So everybody can be involved. You know, their treasures and the talents and the time can be a part of Game Day in any way. So we ask people, say, listen, if you, you know, you work 70 hours a week, but you have extra discretionary income and you love kids, this is a great way to get involved financially. You know, if you have time during the day between 2 and 3 when, or 3:30 to 4:30 when club is, we'd love you to roll up your sleeves and help serve the kids to make an impact on the next generation. You know, people have a talent, especially administratively. or computers or whatever, we ask people that if they can bring their talents to game day and help us to further the kingdom of God so everybody can get involved.
Do you have a testimony that you can share with us, Ed, before we close with this time we've had? I know I want you to give out the numbers one more time or the web address, but do you have a testimony to share?
Well, yes, I do have a testimony. We have one thing that we have seen with Game Day is God is moving and God is changing kids' lives. And we have seen so many heartbreaking, prayer requests from kids and situations that have been just, your heart just goes out to these families and you can't help but be moved and see how these kids' lives are impacted, where they have no control over their circumstance, and now they're thrown into something that's really, really super dysfunctional, and it's really sad. And one of the testimonies I want to share is we've had multiple times where kids have come to game day, and they are, you just know, you never know when you have a group of 20 kids in front of you, just don't know where they're coming from. You know, what kind of lifestyle they're going home to. Are they going home to a home where they're being beaten? Are they going home because of the circumstance where there's one prayer request we had last week where a little girl was just praying that her stepmother would be nicer to her. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. And the one thing that we have seen is kids have come to game day, have made a decision for Christ, and now they have hope because they know that God will always be with them no matter any circumstance that comes before them. And that's one thing that the volunteers help to reinforce is, hey, you know what? We know things can happen at home, but God's never going to leave you or forsake you.
Amen.
And that's the one testimony that we want to share today, is so that people know that, you know what? These kids, their lives are changing for the better. These kids you're seeing hope because they have Jesus.
That is awesome. That is awesome. If you would just give the contact information one more time and lead us in prayer over our state here, as we're just believing God for a great harvest of souls, and it's so great to see the Lord reaching out through you and through parents and through churches in our communities to touch these kids' lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, the contact information would be www.fpgameday.cc. That's our website. And for the contact, this would be information@fpgameday.cc. And for to call us, if you want to get to us, in touch with us right away, you can call or text, and it's 954-507-0108. And those three ways you can get in contact with us. All that information actually comes directly to me. I'm the operational director, and I will get back to you within 24 hours. We take our contact very seriously. We know people don't think about game day every day. So if somebody is interested in volunteering, we take that seriously, and we want to take care of them. Amen. So if people get in touch with us, we will get in touch with you, and we will find a way for you to get in and to be a part of the ministry.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Would you lead us in prayer? And we're just going to ask that all of our listeners would join us today as we just pray for a great awakening, a great revival across our nation, and in particular through game day.
And Lord, we come before you this morning and with humbled hearts, and we know that in our world that's broken, that there's only one hope, and that hope is through you, Christ, that you are the Savior of the world. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to work through game day, to continue to grow what has already been planted here in St. Lucie County and in Broward County. Lord, we pray that you just continue to grow the opportunity to share the gospel safely, to share the gospel legally and throughout the South Florida area, throughout the United States and beyond. Lord, we pray that you would just continue to protect the ministry, that you would continue to raise up new leaders. As we grow, we need more leaders. We need more harvesters. And we pray that you would just continue to keep us humble and keep us focused on the mission, which is to share the gospel, which we know is the hope of the world. So Lord, we pray all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ed, I trust that you will keep us informed and you will come back again soon to share with
us
what's taking place. And may the Lord bless you and your team, and may the Lord bless Game Day in a great way.
Thank you, Jonathan. You have a great day, and thank you for having us. We will be back.
Blessings. Thank you so much. That is true. That is very true. David, you know, if we could just get that if we would humble ourselves, pray, repent, and turn, not just pray.
Amen.
Not just put on some sackcloth. I'm not even sure what that looks like.
It looks pretty bad, Jonathan.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you only wear it when you're really repentant.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the Word of God, and it's true that if, you know, the world, the lost, the darkness is not really the problem. They are where they are and what they are, but the church is the real solution. Mm. When we fail to represent Christ in a powerful, life-changing way, the world is left in darkness.
Amen.
Because the church has no light. And so may the Lord ignite that in us. And once again, I want to remind you that the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is sponsoring this hour in part. And we are so thankful for that partnership. It's a great ministry that is not a denominational ministry. It's a gathering of spiritual leaders, cross-denomination, on the Treasure Coast, as well as we have some business leaders that are involved. But the focus is to bring the body of Christ together to promote the kingdom of God. Because without question, together we are better. So we are looking forward to what God is going to do. There is a National Day of Prayer coming up, May the 6th, and that is going to be all over our nation. Thank God that we have a National Day of Prayer. And on this day, of course, it's a great time for us to, as a nation, repent. But locally on the Treasure Coast of Florida at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., May the 6th, Mid-Florida Event Center, and that is at the formerly known Civic Center. We'll be gathering there from 7 o'clock to 9 p.m. that evening. So make plans now. Put us on your calendar. Plan to come out and be a part of that. Bring your family. There's going to be great worship, and there are going to be many leaders leading us in that time of prayer. All right. Let's see. I've got a note here trying to read. And Dave has not learned yet that I cannot walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. But I, you know, say, yeah, but that's all right. Well, yeah. We are now going to welcome Keith Masters to the air.
Hey, Keith.
Hello.
Welcome. Good
Hello.
To see you, buddy.
Good to see you. Good to be here.
We want to make sure that mic is right up in your face because we want to get a good recording today. And, of course, if you have been listening to WCNO for any period of time, and this is Wednesday Live, and this is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, just so if you're just tuning in, you know who we are. But if you've been listening to this station, you have heard a street witness. And Keith, you've now been with us for several weeks.
Actually, it's been since January.
Since January.
Yeah, you started, yeah.
It
yeah,
has been.
Yeah, the Lord is.
It's been good.
It's been amazing. The Lord has opened the door.
Do you have any friends that listen in occasionally and catch your work?
A couple did. They always ask me what time, and I say, I don't know.
We don't either.
Right.
It's when God tells the computer to put it on the air.
That's exactly right.
Well, I mean, we could know, but, you know, it's good for people just to be listening.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
And then it's great. And we see and we hear and we sense the anointing of God that's on your life, and you're a brother
Amen.
That God definitely dug out of a mess, right?
Amen. A big mess. A big mess. My wife will be the first to tell you.
Maybe one day you'll meet her. I'd love to meet your wife.
They usually are, yeah.
But the you fact know, that she's your wife today, you know, it's like the grace of God is huge.
Well, praise the Lord that she's with me.
Amen. Amen.
I mean that, really. Praise the Lord that she's with me.
Amen. I love your story of the chains falling in your life, you know. How did that happen? Were you praying that day? I mean, you're what, in a truck or something when you're talking about the chains just dropping off of...
The chains in the truck, yeah, the for truck, my yeah. addictions.
Yeah,
no, I wasn't. I was driving the truck back because we closed the business shop.
Okay.
We closed the business shop, and I was driving the truck from Florida. We were in the process of moving things and moving, okay. you know, so I had to drive the truck up to Connecticut. And as I was driving the truck up North 95, just coming out of Boca, the sunrise, or the sunset, excuse me, because it was in the evening. I had so much to do that day. I was starting to drive at about, I don't know, I think 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening. And the sunset, I looked over to the left, and the sunset was on my left side as I was driving north. It was just so beautiful. Mm. I can't even describe the sunset. But then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, change just started falling off my body, hitting the floor, and my arms just rising up as if, you know, just weight was lifted off my body. I felt like I was flying for a minute. Mm. And I just couldn't get over the beauty of the sunset at that time.
Yeah. A God encounter.
A God encounter. I mean, it just happened.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Keith, don't we need to tell people who go, you know, I've never met God. You know, I don't know if God's out there. You know, he is.
I tell people I had an epiphany of God with God. Amen. And it really, it's such an epiphany. It's a powerful experience. And God lets you know that he's there and that he loves you.
That's it.
That's it.
Hey, you come out like Lazarus.
I can't.
Dead man walking, you know. You're raised from the dead, and you're brought out and said, untie that guy. Let him go.
And, that, you know, he untied. He broke my addictions. I stopped smoking. I stopped drinking. I stopped gambling. It was just, and it wasn't that I said I wanted to do these things.
Yeah.
The Lord just took me and took them away from me.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Well, resurrection season is a tremendous season in the church, but every day is resurrection for us. We know that. But I believe that God has given you something special. You want to share that with us today?
Sure, and he has, especially right now for Easter Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, and so I'm going to share this with you, which the Holy Spirit put on my heart to share.
Amen.
So over the past couple of months, you may have heard me share my testimony on how Jesus changed my life and turned me into a new person. As we celebrate Jesus's victory over death this Easter Sunday, I thought I'd share this with you. It's been 8 years since my last drinking episode and 8 years since my last blackout. The road has not always been easy and has not always been without a complaint or two. I thought at times that some days were never going to end, but just then, God gave me days that I never wanted to end. Psalm 16:11, verse B, where King David writes, "In his presence is everlasting joy." And how true that is. As I look ahead to more of what God has planned for me, I can't contain my excitement. You can hear it in my tears right now. As we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, I'm reminded of God's promise in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 19, where Paul writes, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Just as God rose Jesus from the dead, God has given us a new life in Jesus, as a husband to my wife, as a father to my son, as a responsible member of my community, who is sealed by the blood of Jesus that he shed for me for everlasting life in heaven with him. God tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and shall believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made, resulting in salvation. Don't let another minute go by without the rebirth God promises through accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 I know where that came from.
Didn't come from me.
I love it when God just opens up the heavens and drops it on. You were telling me that God just put this on your heart.
He did. Monday night, Tuesday morning, and I just called you and said that the Lord put something on my heart to share with the audience.
Amen. That is awesome.
Yeah, and I know that this is radio, but every time I think about what God has done in my life, I start to cry.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Real men
do cry.
Yeah. Real men show emotion. Yeah, I mean, look at Jesus. He's in the garden.
He wept.
Weeping.
Yeah.
With his sweat as drops of blood. I mean, this is passion, it's emotion, and it is warfare. I mean, it's spiritual warfare. You're right. Yeah. You're dealing with life and death. And when you think about what God has done, when I think about what God has done in my life, you're talking about what God has done in your life.
Amen.
I mean, who can refute that? It's absolute reality.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
It's jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
You know? It's a new person from the inside. It's a new person from the inside, from who I used to be, and it's not an overnight process.
Right.
You know?
No.
It's a journey, and that's why they call it a journey.
Amen.
It's amazing, and you look forward to it every day.
Amen. It's that metamorphosis.
It is.
It is.
Crawling out of that old tomb, that cocoon, and coming into that life in the Word, in the Spirit, in the presence of God, where, you know, truly you're caught up. I mean, the Psalm says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You know, they shall mount up with wings as of an eagle, where the Holy Spirit just lifts you. And wow, thank you for sharing your heart and your ministry there. Dave, what are you all doing over Resurrection Weekend as we think about that coming up here this weekend?
Well, we have a home church that meets, and if the weather's good, we're going to be outside greeting the day and celebrating it with music and probably annoying our neighbors. But, you know, that's hopefully not that. But we wanted to be outside, and we have all the backyard set up. We have this huge backyard we've never used until recently.
Praise God.
So we're going to be doing that. And I would love to see neighbors vaulting the fence to come and receive Jesus.
That would be quite appropriate. And one of our callers just called in and shared the impact that just the reading of Psalm 91 has had. And, of course... Keith, if you want to locate that, you can read that before we go off air today, just to minister to our people that are listening, if you want to do that. Psalm 91, I know that's a kind of a foundation point of your ministry, but it would be good for us just to do that online. So you all are going to be ministering in your home.
Yeah, this little home church God called us to put together, and you know, it's only 7 or 8 of us. But you only need 2, according to Jesus, so we have plenty.
2 or 3.
2 or 3.
True.
And, you know, we've come from large churches. You know, I served in large 3,000-member churches. But praise God, this time in my life, this is what we're doing. And it's wonderful.
And we're not going to despise the day of small things, because any life that is redeemed is not small. I mean, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? So the value of a life is the value of God's Son, which is tremendous to think that he loves even me. It is tremendous. David, why don't you share that little note that just came in?
This is from Hermine, I think that's how it's pronounced, Hermine, called. She was listening in to Keith. And she says, every time she hears Keith Masters on the radio, she says Psalm 91 with him. It brings such consolation and strength to her. It has also driven the demons out of her house. Praise God.
Praise God.
That's right. That's a powerful testimony.
It's a powerful testimony.
You know?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us know that, Hermine. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You go ahead and read.
Go ahead and read.
Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of the Lord.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're almost out of time today, and we have had a dynamic morning together. David, we have 2 weeks that are coming up for this ministry that are very important. These are weeks wherein we come to you, our listeners, and we ask you to prayerfully join us as we trust God to make provision for the listener-supported share to cover the cost of this ministry.
That's right.
Now we're more than 30 years old. God has been providing. God is faithful. We endeavor here to bring the Word of God to you without compromise, and really it comes without charge. You know, we deliver it into prisons, we deliver it into nursing homes, we deliver it into businesses, we deliver it into homes. And the way we're able to do that is because many of you who listen join us, and you ask God, what would you have me give to be a part of this ministry? And you know exactly where your money goes. It goes right out through these airways. You know, the enemy likes to claim, to, you know, the air, prince of the power of the air. But where the light of the gospel is released, the airways are purified. I just see, I mean, the devil always runs just like cockroaches. When the light comes on, the devil's got to flee. We are looking to blanket Florida with the gospel of Jesus Christ just as clearly and as powerfully as we know how, along with anointed messages and song. Amen. So I'm just asking today that you would prayerfully plan to join us next week. After resurrection, we'll be starting Monday morning on the 5th at 7 a.m. And we will continue through the days, Monday through Friday, with the staff here, and basically right up until 6 o'clock each one of those days for 2 weeks. And during that time period, we'll have different guests. Some of our underwriters will be welcoming them in to come and share with us a bit. And we're going to ask you to call us with your praise reports. Tell us what God is doing. Tell us what God is, how God has sustained you over these months, these days of great attack, and yet God is faithful to us. Here we are. Amen. And so we want to tell you, we thank God for you. We thank God for your partnership. We thank you for just opening up your ears and your heart to receive the Word of God through this ministry. So, Father, today as we're getting ready to go off air and just thinking about what we've already heard and we've already received, we just consider ourselves rich with the blessings of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, Father, there's people in the natural that may have many more things than we could ever imagine, but no one could be blessed more than those children of the Most High God that can say, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. I have been redeemed from the pit of hell. I have been redeemed from the grip of Satan, and I have been given life, and life indeed abundant that is eternal. What a great gift our Father has given us. May you bless each of our family today. Be with them in their travels.